This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, so welcome to the Gear Cave. I'm here with Tim at Everyday Tactical Vids.
Hello, yeah. What's up guys?
Yeah, so this is a collaboration between Ultimate Survival Tips and the Survival Show podcast, which is, you listen?
I've never heard of it, no. I have listened, I like it.
Yeah.
Solid.
Cool. And and Everyday Tactical Vids, right?
Correct, yep.
And what we're gonna talk about, so we're at SHOT Show.
2019.
Yeah, 2019. And this is the coolest place to see the new innovations. And tonight, since we're at Maxpedition,
yep,
we're not going to talk about bags. If you want to learn, I just went over with Tim,
yep,
the designer, owner of Maxpedition, his innovate. And we went through 8 tips to finding the perfect backpack.
Yep.
So you can see that on the channel, yep, or it's going to be coming up and on the podcast for you guys that are listening. But what we're going to do here is we're going to talk mostly about bladed tools, right? That
looks like almost exclusively.
Okay, so why don't you get us into this?
Let's talk about something non-bladed, then we'll do bladed, and then we can end with a couple non-bladed. So
okay, cool.
Here's a non-bladed item. Now, these things are so new, I'm honestly not even totally sure of all the names. I think this is called the Gerber Complete. And what it is... Is a nice. Basically a set of utensils for when you're out in the woods. So let me take this out. Takes a little bit of English to get it all separated. I just don't want it to fly all over the place. All right, so you got your tactical spork. You've got your spatula.
Feel that,
how light that is.
Okay, so this feels like aluminum or titanium, and I'm gonna say the length of these is about 8 inches.
So
they're a fair size for people that want a full size set.
Right, but super light is the key.
Yep.
So you got that, then you got the spoon, you got the spatula, and then this is cool. Can opener, package opener, bottle opener, and then this is a vegetable slicer. So if you bring carrots out in the woods and you want to peel your vegetables, you can do it with that. Now, let me show you this other thing. I don't know if I can
figure out. That's really cool. So let me just back up.
Okay.
So what Tim did, these were all put together. There's a polymer part, which is the spatula part, right?
Correct, yep.
And they all kind of slide into that. So
basically
you've got a
like
very
this.
Low footprint, multi-purpose, what is it? It's 4 pieces,
yep,
essentially.
4 pieces total.
It all goes
total,
together,
yep,
into one unit.
Correct.
Cool.
Now, the
so
last
what's
piece.
This cool thing. What are you going to do?
This. Look at this. You got.
No.
Tongs
no
in
joke.
The Isn't that cool? Check it out.
That is really cool. So the fork and the polymer spatula come together to make tongs.
That's pretty sweet. I think that's super innovative.
Sometimes
isn't that crazy they just Gerber? Make stuff to make,
yeah,
not the Gerber, but companies just make stuff. Other times they really innovate. That is cool. That's pretty cool.
Dude, that is really cool.
And it's super lightweight. I mean, you can
it
feel.
It is really lightweight.
So whether you're into backpacking, bushcraft, survival, whatever, this is a great little setup to have.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It, like I said, it takes a little English to get it apart. There we go. So that's the first item.
Nice.
A non-bladed item. Let me just toss this out of the way.
Let's rate it. 1 to 5.
For what it is?
Yeah.
I think it's a 5. I think it's awesome for a lightweight eating tool.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want for an eating tool? Unless it's going to feed me without me using my hands.
Yeah.
So I think it's great.
So I rated it a 4 because I never give anything a 5.
Now, let me tell you a little something.
Go ahead. Tell me.
The reason he said that is because if you check out the Survival Show podcast, there is a 4-star review.
There's like 80-some 5-star reviews.
All these 5 stars, and then 1 4-star review because I never give 5 stars. So I gave him 4 stars. I like the show. I just don't get 5 stars. Okay, so I'm going to change that back to a 4 so I'm consistent. All right, so this one's really cool. This is the Provoke.
You caught yourself on that. That's good.
No,
you're consistent, though. You gave it a 4 instead of a 5.
So that's getting a 4.
Okay.
This is from CRKT. This was a Kickstarter knife.
Really?
That was designed by Caswell. I think his first name is John.
Okay.
Super successful on Kickstarter. CRKT got a hold of him and said, hey, we'd love to do a production version.
It looks like scissors.
It's a karambit.
Oh!
And it deploys like that. So it's just super innovative. What I'd love to see them do in the future is put like a little, maybe a little punch there, glass break or something,
okay,
like this, And then to, I haven't gotten good at it yet, but to close it up, there's a little lever here. You kind of pull this up, and then you slide the whole thing.
That is really interesting. So do you want to explain it a little bit to our folks that are listening on the podcast?
Absolutely. So it's a karambit-style knife, but it's folded.
So a karambit-style knife is a like a kind of a very aggressive curved blade that comes to like a beak, right?
Correct, yeah. And it was originally, I mean, you can imagine, it was originally designed to hold like clusters of rice and to slice it backhanded.
Really?
Slice
I didn't know
the
that.
Clusters of rice. Yeah, so that was the original, it was a working tool.
Okay.
But now it's a self-defense tool. Basically, reverse grip, you're just slashing at people to make sure. See, now it's not deployed, so you're safe. But when you want to deploy it, push it down on this, and then boom, it opens up. So I think that's really cool. I think that's
really
gonna get a lot of attention. That little metal piece on the back is the pocket clip.
That's solid.
You press this out a little bit. Yeah, press it down. Sorry, press this down a little bit, and then you can actually draw out the pocket clip.
Okay.
So
that is really cool. Now, this is a solid tool.
Yeah.
When I first looked at this, Tim, I thought that this was probably some sort of polymer or plastic.
Yep.
This is all solid metal.
Yeah.
That is a rock solid tool. I just want to say that there's some weight to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off, right?
Sure.
Okay,
and I would say, I mean, it's designed for karambits for a utility tool and self-defense, but you could use this to cut boxes and cut things.
Absolutely.
I do think if you take this out, people are going to go, what are you doing with that thing?
Right.
It's going to definitely get some
attention.
It's got
attention. That scare factor. Plus, it's a visual deterrent, too.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. The cool thing about it is that you take it out, you're not committed to using a blade at this point. It's just in your hand.
And look at the ring you have there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a self-defense
tool,
pressure
tool.
Points.
Right.
And then you're like, okay, now this is getting serious. Okay, now it's into full blade mode. So I think that's pretty innovative.
Now, this goes back to mindset, skills, tactics, and gear.
Yep.
This is a tool that you would want to have some skill with.
Absolutely.
You're going to want to work this tool a while so you can deploy it the way it's meant to be and not hurt yourself.
100%. And I would say on that note, if you're thinking about using a knife as a self-defense tool, let me just tell you, nobody ends up doing well in a knife fight.
No.
Yeah, I don't care how good you are. You're Jared Wahongi.
Yep.
I mean, all these expert guys, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Yep.
And they might, they'd take me out probably with getting cut, but in a bad situation, you're rolling on the ground knives. You want to de-escalate and get away before you get into a knife fight.
Yep.
Just keep that in mind.
Yep.
So, all right, cool.
Renhide fight. Renhide fight. Fight is your last option.
Absolutely.
De-escalate the situation. Take your ego out of the game.
Yep.
And get out of that situation.
That's it.
What's next?
Let's talk Bobs.
Bobs. Okay, we got the Bobs. So this is Brothers of Bushcraft, right?
Yep.
So this is. I'm not sure if this is the original, but this is a very well-regarded and used knife. This is the Brothers of Bushcraft knife.
Yep.
We're going to say that. I don't know if you know the specs. I'm going to say that's about 4 or 4.5 inch blade.
Yep.
It's a. It's that kind of pseudo Puko style with a little swoop up for a hand guard.
Nice Scandi grind.
Yep, nice Scandi grind. It's got a bow drill divot in the, I'm going to call that, what is that, G10? There, and it's got a striker on the pommel. So go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the classic Bob. But Topps has, this is Topps.
Yep. I think Craig over there said this is their best-selling knife.
Best-selling knife ever.
So they've made it in this color and a variety. So
there's
black,
a lot of different versions.
Yes, and because so many people like it.
Yep.
So they basically said it's popular. Let's do a smaller version, and thus.
And it's probably $10.95.
It's $10.95.
A lot in $10.95.
It's going to cost you, a decent chunk of change. It's a great knife, though.
And it comes in different sheaths too. I'm seeing this Kydex sheath that this one came out of.
Correct.
Now this, go ahead and you just talk about it. You've had handled it more than that.
Yeah. So I mean, this is. Let me just put these side by side for the people who can view them. But
call that about a 3-inch blade, right?
So
versus maybe a 4.
You're looking at size wise. It's 70% of it, maybe.
Yep. So we're talking about an inch and a half shorter overall. The handle's a little bit shorter. The profile of the blade's a little bit smaller.
Yeah, but, so I mean, it's just unique. If you like the Bob and you want something smaller, then here you go.
A lot less weight.
Yep, less weight. Nice steel, the what they call a modified Scandi grind.
Yep.
Great. I mean, this thing is a feather-sticking beast. Good carver, and the smaller one's going to be great, too, because it's even more compact and easier to handle.
And the only thing I see actually missing
is the Chango notch.
The Chango notch. Striker on the end, right?
Yep, so that's for striking
the fire. It's a striker steel. Scraper.
Right.
Yep. And the smaller version, are they calling this the Mini?
I think the Mini Bob,
Okay, the Mini Bob.
Yep.
It doesn't have that, but other than that, that's a nice knife. Now, I'm just going to say, if you have bigger hands, you may not like this smaller version.
Yep.
I've got small hands, and I can get all my fingers on there, but my pinky is pushing off just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic knife.
Yeah, and that's going to be a detail knife. You're going to skin a fish, or you're going to gut a fish with this, clean it all out. Great little knife,
you can
do almost
anything with that, really.
Cool, I like this one.
Okay, what's next?
Let's go to the other end. I love this. I love this
blade. You do love it.
This is the Topps Nata, and basically, imagine a cleaver, but then you bent your blade coming out of the handle.
About 20 degrees.
20 degrees.
Something like that, yep.
So, I don't know if you talked to Craig over at Topps about it, but this knife is based on a Japanese design, which was a utility knife. Do work in the garden, do work in the woods, whatever it is. So it looks like a cleaver.
Think of a meat cleaver, like a really heavy duty quarter inch thick.
Yeah, quarter inch thick. It's got a little, I mean, you could pry with it, but it's made to be used. It's not made to just sit in the kitchen and look pretty. So I think that's just really cool.
This would be a good shot. Like, if you want something that has quite a bit probably more versatile. I haven't used this yet.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at this. We've been around knives for a while. This would handle a lot of like hatchet tasks.
Yeah, I would say.
Really nice.
Yeah, hatchet, great. Not a full-size axe, but a hatchet.
Yep.
It's not going to be amazing for batoning, but I mean, if you're batoning wood a lot thicker than that, it's a pretty big chunk of wood. Right?
You're going to get a lot of leverage behind that. It's not a light tool.
No, it's absolutely not.
But if you're
not
a hatchet person, you might want to look at this.
Yeah, I would love to get a hold of one of these. Just get
really
out and hack
like
stuff.
This.
Just unique. It's just outside the box.
I'm still giving it a 4 because I never give anything a 5.
Put your finger out real quick.
So do you have anything else to say about that one?
No, I think it's a cool, they're trying to decide on the coating. They're going to just do the acid rain or the black coating that they usually do. They're up in the air. So if you're watching this, you can leave a comment or, you know, let David know what you think about it, and he'll pass the information back
on
to Topps.
Topps Nata.
Nata, N-A-T-A, yep.
Okay, cool. What else?
A couple other things. CRKT. This is the Seismic by Flavio Acoma, who's designed things like the Fossil, the Carnifex, cool knife designer. The thing that makes this stand out is the locking mechanism, and it's called the deadbolt. And what happens is that on the back of the knife, when you lock it out, usually you have a liner that comes in or the frame that comes in. This has basically metal pins that go right through the pivot. When this is deployed, you have a metal pin that goes through the liner, into the blade and into the other liner, and another pin that goes through the first liner and into the end of the blade. And so they have done excessive testing on this, and they are saying, I mean, it's phenomenal how strong this blade is. They're always, you know, they don't want to say it's the strongest out there, or give details like that, because they don't know.
Do they have any data on how strong?
They do have some. I think they're right now, they're kind of like, let's do some more testing. But,
okay.
I mean, way stronger than a lot of other things that you've seen from them make before.
It's
amazing.
This is actually a folding knife. I have not handled this yet. It's actually not excessively heavy or anything.
It's a pretty big EDC knife. But
It's a sexy looking knife.
Yep.
This one's got That's G10,
probably
scales on it.
Yep.
And so this is a pocket knife. It's a pretty big blade. I mean, that's like, 3.5, 4 inches normally, right?
Yep.
And really, looks like you could choke up on it, get up on there. But this is the kind of innovation that the strength of this pivot point is the innovation that starts getting us to think about having a knife that you could possibly baton with or do tasks that you would traditionally not do with a folding knife.
Right, exactly.
With a folding knife, so that saves you some weight, it saves you some carry space and other things like that.
Right.
So I'm really interested to check out this a lot, and this innovation of the locking mechanism.
Yeah.
That's never been done before.
Yeah, not that I know of. And the other cool thing too is that when you're closing it, you're pressing on the side as opposed to putting your fingers on the frame or on the liner.
Right.
So your finger's never in the way as you're closing it.
That is really
thumb studs and a flipper. Kind of a big knife. I bet you it's going to be popular and they're going to make smaller ones, but really cool knife. And that locking mechanism, that's innovation that's outside the box.
Yep. Is that a 5?
I don't get 5, so it's a 4.
What do we got?
I brought this one because of your survival, you know, teaching and training and stuff. That's a new Tomahawk.
Okay.
It's long, very long handle.
It is a very long handle.
And you can feel the handle is squared. It's not rounded.
So your traditional Tomahawk is going to be about approximately 19 to 23 inches.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit bigger, honestly.
Yep. And I'm going to say, that's about 18. We're up up into 26, 28
sure.
inches
yep.
long.
Yep.
And this is actually instead of being smooth round,
yep.
this is rectangular. It's very nice looking, though. It's kind of like a hand stained kind of wood.
Yep.
Yep. So go ahead and talk a little bit more about it. This is the first time I've seen this.
Yeah, too. This is a cool one. I just thought, you know, it's a big chopping tool. One of the things that's cool about it is that this is an Elmer Rausch design. David's scared I'm going to chop his head off accidentally. This is also in the Forge My War program. So that means that you take 80, 10, and 10. 80% of the profit goes to CRKT, 10% goes to the designer, and 10% goes to the veterans organization that they want to, that veteran wants to support. So that's awesome. You know, you buy this, you're helping the company, you're helping the veteran, you're helping veterans.
And I want to talk about that for just a minute.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic program they launched maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Yep.
And if you don't know CRKT, it's Columbia River
Knife and Tool.
Knife and Tool.
Yep.
And their kind of hallmark is that they take custom designers and they have a very good way of bringing their designs to the consumer market,
right.
the larger retail market, at a good price but really good tools. Right?
Yep, yep.
So the Forged by War program, a lot of these programs and givebacks and things, they can be kind of gimmicky, but there's a heart behind this.
Yep.
And if you're anywhere and you can go to a CRKT booth, they always have designers there. And these guys love CRKT.
Yeah.
They love designing for them. They love the care that they get.
Yep.
So this is the real deal.
Yep.
That's all I kind of want to
say. And I would just add on to that one other thing, which is that if you haven't seen the series that our friend Ben did with them at CRKT, that's on YouTube. You could probably put a link. You can just get on YouTube and search for Forged by War.
Forged by War, yeah.
And it won awards. I mean, it was really, really popular. So that's awesome. That's an awesome thing.
All right, what's next?
I don't remember the name of that item, but that's for you, actually.
Oh, this is a Gerber.
From Gerber.
It's a Gerber. It looks like it's
a little multi-tool keychain.
Of course, we've got. I'm gonna call this. What are you gonna call it? It's about 2 inches.
Yep.
2 inches by 3/4 inch wide.
Yep.
Got a bottle opener. We've got a nail puller, right?
Yeah. And then you
screwdriver.
Get a pry.
Pry. Yep.
Small flathead, large flathead wrench.
Oh, it looks like a quarter inch wrench.
Phillips.
Yeah. This is actually kind of cool.
And
when I first looked at it, I was like, oh, there's nothing on there.
What is it? Yeah, right?
Yeah, what is it?
So the cool thing, too, is you can take this, hook it on your belt loop, and now it can hang
down. So
there's
like a hook that goes about halfway the length of the tool.
Yep.
Yep.
And it says SHOT Show 2019.
Okay,
that's cool.
Oh, this is for me.
And just kind of a random story is that when I was just starting out on YouTube, you know, I got 50 views here, 60 views there. All of a sudden, I got like 2,000 views on a video, and what was it? It was the Gerber Shard, which was like that, a tiny little pry tool, and some website was like, oh, you should check out this video, and I was like, yes, Gerber Shard. So I have a soft spot in my heart for little tools like that. So anyhow.
That's cool. I like it. I mean, there's quite a bit of these types of one-piece multi-tools.
Yep.
I see some real nice innovation. It's got actually like a smaller, I think they put a lot more tools per the real estate on
right,
this.
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of
exactly,
things.
Exactly. Nice. So last thing just to mention is the Fire Beaner and Spartan Fire. And this, as I understand it, was also a Kickstarter program.
Nice.
They did
I'm
well.
All for Kickstarter programs.
Yeah, apparently Kickstarter's pretty good for getting these things going. Have you had any personal experience there? So it's not a carabiner for climbing. It says rated 100 pounds, not for people, but it's got a lot of tools in it. And then Go Prepared Survival, who is marketing the Spartan Fire, it's basically like a very, very thin, paper-thin sheet of fire starter. And so you put these two together, and now you've got a little tool, and you got a way to start fire, because you can see the little wheel there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we can't
yeah.
do it without taking it out, but you spin that, and it gives you sparks, and
so
then you can start
fire. So it's like a butane lighter wheel that you can find on just a disposable lighter.
Exactly.
Right? So it makes
exactly.
it work down there. Nice.
Yep. So I bumped into Go Prepared Survival when I was walking into one of the rooms. He gave me this. I said, hey, I'm going to shoot a video today. We'll promote it. He said, yeah, cool. So he said, hey, give David one of these. So there's yours.
Okay, cool.
So you got two gifts for me.
Sweet.
And this is for me, right? The Nada I get to take.
And I'm gonna take the mini ball.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Just as a note, Leo from Tops,
yep.
awesome guy,
he's
super
guy.
Friendly.
He's fantastic.
But I would never steal anything from that man.
Dude is a big dude.
He, with his yep. hands, he could smack you into next week, so you yeah. don't want to get on his bad side. So we always bring our Tops knives directly back to Leo. So.
Okay, man, so let's fill in if I miss anything and take us out.
Yep.
Guys, thanks for watching this, to check out Tim's stuff.
Yep, Everyday Tactical Vids, Everyday Tactical Vids, VIDS on YouTube. Head over there, subscribe. Yeah. join us. Everyday Tactical Events is all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc. So join us there, too.
Yeah. We've got Ultimate Survival Tips. Go there on YouTube, anywhere, just search Ultimate Survival Tips.
Yep.
We've got the Tiny Survival Guide Survival Show Podcast,
yep.
Right? Just look it up, Survival Show Podcast, wherever you, iTunes, wherever, Spotify.
Yep.
It's everywhere. Give us a 5-star, thumbs up, all that sort of stuff. Leave us a comment. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Tim, for being with me.
All right, guys.
And I'll see you tomorrow night.
Peace. Thanks.